Welcome to PostView.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Premier Innovation Celebration Supplier Conference Call. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. If at any time during the conference you need to reach an operator, please press star 0. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded, Monday, December 8th, 2008. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. David Edwards, Supplier Vice President with Premier. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mohammed, and welcome, everybody. I appreciate everybody making time on a Monday afternoon for us. I think all of you know we try to do quarterly updates to the supplier community about what's going on at Premier and what's going on, more importantly, perhaps with our members out in the marketplace, and to hear from you in an ongoing way about what's going on relative to your own companies and initiatives vis-a-vis the marketplace. We kind of wedged this call in between our quarterly calls, and the reason is we're going to formally announce today a concept that we've talked about a couple of times on past calls, sort of highlighting at a high level an idea that we've had. It's called the Innovation Celebration, and we are proud to say on this call that it has now been formalized, and we wanted to kind of walk you through what this is and how you can potentially participate, when it's going to be, and kind of give you all the logistics involved in terms of setup and cost and transportation and, you know, follow through, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the reason for this call. It's sort of an exception, if you will, to our normal supplier calls, and it's going to be totally dedicated to the idea of Innovation Celebration. However, at the end of the call, as we always do, we'll allocate time for your questions and answers. And while we'll try to stick to the topic, if we exhaust that and there's some other questions in general, and if we've got the right folks on the line here from Premier, and I suspect we do, to answer those, then certainly we'll take all of those calls. So again, thank you for joining us. Innovation Celebration, we've talked about on a couple of calls, but again, just sort of in a cursory way. And tonight we wanted to talk to you about what it is and why we're so excited about this, and why we are hoping you will share our enthusiasm and participate with us in what we think is going to be the first of its kind in our industry. Most of you know Mike Alkire, our boss and president of Premier Purchasing Partners. And every now and then Mike wakes up in the night with an idea that he scratches down on a Post-it note and comes back to the office the next day and says, "Hey, what do you think about this one?" And he did this about 18 months ago. I think the seed of the idea was planted by Mike seeing something on television about the Detroit Auto Show. And he started ruminating on that and thought to himself, why is there not a similar showcase for healthcare? We've got, just at Premier, over 900 great suppliers on contract. We've got lots of worthy, innovative companies in our market, ranging from imaging and capital equipment suppliers to device manufacturers to pharmaceuticals to furniture and facilities. Why in the world isn't there a central showcase to introduce new technology, to launch new technology, to incubate new technology, and to garner the kind of press that the Detroit Auto Show garners? And so that's where the idea came from. The genesis came from Mike saying, let's pull something together. And we're very pleased that we have got that now formalized, and it's going to be done in conjunction with our annual Breakthroughs Conference. This year will be held in Anaheim, California in June. So at this point, I'm going to turn the call over to Durrell Gilbert, and he's going to explain some of the evolution of the idea and how it's going to work. But again, just sort of my parting comments as I segue over to Durrell, this is very much in step with what Premier continues to try to drive within our marketplace, which is a constant focus on innovation, on delivering tangible value to our mutual customers, on being first to market with new ideas and new concepts that bring changes, much-needed changes to a healthcare industry, and that ultimately impact patient care in a positive way and reduce the overall cost of care. It's consistent with what we've done at HQID. It's consistent with what we're doing with Quest, and it continues the sort of ongoing saga of Premier's leadership position vis-a-vis quality improvement. So with that, I'm going to pass it on to Durrell. Durrell is the person that runs operations for Premier Purchasing Partners, along with a big part of the budget, and he has been the project manager for this very important enterprise. Durrell?
Thanks a lot, Dave. And yeah, very funny that you talk about the way Mike comes up with these ideas, and I think we have a lot of fun with that internally. But I do know, you know, this innovation and the impact of innovation on delivering healthcare is something that Mike routinely discusses with our members, and our members are constantly, one, challenged, but always eager to evaluate new technologies and again, the impact they have on delivering quality healthcare. And so I think this definitely falls into one of those member-driven initiatives that our members have been clamoring for, and breakthroughs seem to be the right time. And I think that was the epiphany that Mike had, that trying to combine what the members have been asking for into our annual Breakthroughs Conference, not necessarily as a single sort of one-off event, but incorporated into a much broader platform around the subject of breakthroughs. So what I want to do in the next few minutes is just to give the participants on the call a little bit more information. I do know that Tanya Bowman and our team of marketing and promotional folks have sent out already a link to those of you that have registered through our supplier channels, and that link was to let you at least see the beginnings of the elements around the innovation celebration that will take place on June 16th, as Dave said, in Anaheim, California. It is going to be the kickoff event, if you will, to the entire breakthrough. So whereas Monday and Tuesday, many of our clinicians and member committees are meeting to do their business of the year. Tuesday evening is the segue time that we're going to really transition from those clinical focuses into the trade show and into the overall Breakthroughs Conference itself. And so we're going to have the Innovation Celebration at a unique location. It will be contiguous with the Convention Center and the Hyatt. It'll be in the Marriott. And if those of you who are registering already, I'm sure we'll be putting up people at the Marriott, but it will be at that location. And we are happy to say that after working with several teams internally and, you know, many of the people on this call, I think Premier agreed that there would be no fee for the participation in this unique event this year. We had talked about the value that we felt this brought to our suppliers, the unique opportunity to see the purchasing executives, to get in front of our clinicians, our CEO, our hospital executives, as well as many other decision makers and dignitaries that we invite to our annual Breakthroughs Conference. And I think we all decided that value would be expanded significantly if we could make this a very low to no fee for those selected 20 to 30 participants in the Innovation Celebration. And let me repeat that number just to make sure it gets pointed out, that there will be no more than 30 selected innovators for this presentation, and we are really wanting to get no less than 20. We're really wanting the technologies and the innovations themselves drive the number of participating suppliers at the conference. Each participant will only be able to highlight one product. The other criteria for this, and there are a few criteria, and you might want to just take note of these. One, you must have an active contract at the time of the Breakthroughs Conference itself. So if you are in the process of being awarded a supplier contract with Premier for a category, but it have not been able to get that secured by the application date, I would encourage you to go ahead and apply, and then we will always sort of firm that up once you've been awarded for your category. The active contract requirement is for the specific category that your product would fall into. So just because you may be a premier supplier, you cannot choose to present or apply for your innovation to be presented in a category outside one that you have received an award for. The review selection, which Andy Brelo is going to go through a little bit more for you, is going to be done between an internal and external team of clinicians. Internal will be just a first review. External will be the actual selection team. The basic criteria for the selection will be the uniqueness of your product, the impact on an unmet medical need, and that a ready market exists for the product. As I've said earlier also, the audience for this will be both clinical and non-clinical, as well as the professional areas within our members, materials management executives, hospital leaders, clinicians, throughout all of our contracted categories, as well as the clinical as well as non-clinical. So those facilities or IT-oriented areas, we will be evaluating the technologies and the innovations in those as well. So I tell you what, there are probably many other things I could go through, but just for the sake of moving it on, let me go ahead and turn over now to Mark Bellinger. Mark Bellinger and his team, Marie McDaniel is with him. Mark is Senior Director with our Conference Services team, and he'll go through a little bit more about the actual event.
Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate it. I'm going to take about 7 or 8 minutes of your time. Thanks for allowing me to do this and try to get you excited about a unique and different concept, something that's not traditionally found in exhibit trade shows. In the beginning here, we want to do a little bit of teasers while we're at the Breakthroughs event. There's going to be marketing ahead of time, of course, by the marketing department, by Daryl's group, in regards to advertising this event. But once you get on site in Anaheim, we're going to be at the Marriott Anaheim in the Marquis Ballroom. It's going to be about 25,000 total square feet. And again, if you only have 20 to 30 suppliers in that room, you can imagine that we have a lot of room to work with and do some unique things in that room. So while people are on site, even before the Tuesday evening, some of the tickers that or teasers that we want to do that's a little bit different, I think, and maybe you haven't seen this or heard about this before, but to advertise on site, we're thinking about doing hologram admission tickets that can be recycled. So each person, even though it's complimentary to attend the Innovation Celebration, we want to make it really unique and important and get them excited to go there. And each one will have a different number, and they can use the hologram tickets to win prizes and opportunities for prizes during the event. Such things as some advertising on site would be the hotel foyers and the convention center. That what we want to do is hang large LED see-through banners and hang them from the ceilings. That would be a little bit different for advertising. Global lights with the Innovation Celebration logo inside the hotel foyers on the outside of the buildings. Some unique technology that would also advertise on site would be a 3D screen kind of look that was a Innovation Celebration as they're going to the rooms, as they're going to the convention center and back and forth. And also what we want to try to do is get Mike Alkier to produce a 2 to 3 minute virtual reality, say call it movie or infomercial, that we could have professionally managed, say at the Marriott or the Hilton or the convention center, that folks would put on a headset and they could see Mike on the headset, virtual reality 3D, kind of explaining what the event's going to be for Tuesday night. Come to the event, get excited, here's what we're going to do. A couple other things is we could program a laser light show on the sides of the Marriott that night that will spell out Innovation Celebration for an advertising, plus the normal spotlights that you normally see for events like that. So we're excited about the on-site advertising to get all 3,000 plus attendees at this Innovation Celebration. Some of the things that we want to do, say we're in the ballroom of the Marquis, the Marriott, Anaheim Marriott. The foyer is pretty large. What we want to do is set the stage before they even walk into the ballroom. So when you're looking at the entrance, we're going to have a lighted LED floor. If you've seen the Olympics in China, you saw that on TV, you saw they had a huge LED floor on the whole stadium. We're going to do a miniature concept of that. On that LED flooring, we're going to show your supplier logos. This is your night. This is your night to shine. We really want to bring out your products. So your company logos will be on the LED flooring that people will walk on. Plus, there's going to be a waterfall scrim or a waterfall curtain that you might have seen. It's going to be about 20, 25 feet wide, and guests are going to be able to walk through the entrance of that waterfall scrim through kind of like an open door into the ballroom. And shining on that waterfall scrim would be your company logos again. So those 20 or 30 suppliers right in the beginning is going to get a big bang for the buck. We're going to have a 6-foot robot that we're able to get. We tried to get Honda's Asimo robot, but there's only one in the world, and it's in Japan right now, and they're not letting it go. So we're able to get another 6-foot robot that would actually interact with guests when they walk into that ballroom. and that robot, depending on the operator who's going to operate it from far away, will be able to interact with the guests and the attendees as they're walking in. So if they know somebody from Johnson & Johnson, from DeRoyal, from Becton Dickinson, whatever it is, that person, if we know who they are, with Premier, they can interact and welcome them to that innovation celebration. So with computerized DL2 lightings, with a sound system outside in the foyer, and what I just mentioned, I think they're going to expect a little bit something different once they get in that ballroom. Inside the ballroom, what we want to do is hire a professional MC, somebody with a great voice, maybe a celebrity, but we'll see based upon budget, but hire a master of ceremonies. And what this master of ceremonies is going to do is make sure that they highlight each and every one of the booths. When you walk into the ballroom, what I can say right now is you're not going to see the normal 10x10, 10x15, 10x20 booths. What we want to do is try to put people in areas and pods of the ballroom. Each area and pod that the supplier that you might have will have your own computerized lighting, a lot of DL2 lighting specifically that can highlight that booth so that each booth can be highlighted during times of the evening. All the other areas of the room will be indirect lighting because we really want to highlight the booths. That computerized lighting is going to do a number of things. It's going to highlight your booth whenever we want to do an infomercial about it during the two and a half hours, such as when the MC is up on a platform and they want to advertise a supplier, then all the lights will go towards that booth. All the direction will go towards that booth. The band will stop, DJ will stop, the announcer comes on, a 2 to 3 minute infomercial on your company that we'll do ahead of time. 1 minute, okay, it's going to be 1 minute. Infomercial on that will be played on large screens, such as like a professional basketball arena where you see the screens that are kind of in a square or rectangle above the center of the court. We're going to have that not only in the middle of the room, but we're going to also have screens and LCD panels and flat screen plasma screens, televisions throughout the room, so that when they are highlighted, you've got the MC giving recognition to the supplier. Plus, we're going to have a roaming camera crew with, say, like an anchorman and anchorwoman, people there that would do live shots, live interacting. And it's on a system called a Firefly MC. It's a technology that we can show multiple things going on one screen in that room for excitement. Either a DJ or a band would be hired. That DJ or band would be in the center of the room. They'll be raised above a platform to provide the music, so you got the music, the ambiance, the lighting going under there. And then in each of the corners of the room, we want to do raised platforms where we could do some networking and interacting, such as if the guests want to, like an ultra lounge kind of chic design, almost like a Vegas style, where they could walk up some steps, they could be high up overlooking the floor, they can do sit comfortably up there, plus underneath the platforms. Again, I said each company has their own area, stage, or pod area. There might be 2 to 3 exhibitors for each area. What we want to try to do is do it where we can control the flow of the room, direct people where they need to go. Think about integration, islands of innovation there.
I mean, as you can all see, I mean, Mark is just doing a tremendous job. He and his team are really going through to make this a unique setting. One of the things that we don't want to do is have this look and feel like anything else that you may participate with. And while much of the things that Mark has gone on, we're still in the conceptual phase with our design firm, and Mark's mind is just moving, you know, miles per minute of hours. We will be updating our supplier website, and this is an important thing. First of all, there are things already out there that we would encourage you to go to. There's an FAQ and an application, which Andy will talk about. We are going to put the schematics of the showroom floor up on our supplier website. They're probably not going to go up, Mark, for another 2 or 3 weeks, but we think it will be plenty of time for you guys to be able to visualize, again, how it's different and the compelling reason we think it presents our members to come into this unique setting to see your innovative products. And so I would just encourage you to go out there to the website. I do want to touch base on one of the things you talked about, Mark, and that is the video. And we're joking about the 1, 2, 3 minute link, but that video is something that we are going to be working with you and giving you more information on. There will be specs that we'll make available to You just so you'll know what will be expected of the final presenters. The expectation is that it will be a video of some maximum length, still be determined, right, Mark? That will not only be used during that evening at various times in the trade show floor itself or in the celebration floor, but it also, we are working with our conference services to get up in the Premier Village through the regular trade shows, kiosks where those videos will also be accessible by the broader membership if they did not get a chance or if they want to see them more. Those of you who also want to have those videos taken back to your individual booths at the Breakthrough Trade Show can do that as well and have those looping there as well as taking your product. So I just think so much more to come. Mark's team is just doing tremendous work, and he could go on and on and on. I'm looking at his list of ideas. But I'll tell you, you should see many of these come to light in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and we'll have them up on the supplier website.
Very good. Thanks, Daryl. And I'd like to introduce Andy Varela, who will be next on your list to go over the review process.
Great. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, as I think you've heard the common theme, we're all really excited to get this moving from the conceptual stage to the operational stage. And to do that, as Daryl alluded to, we've already started posting some of the information out there. So those of you that are interested in potentially participating in this unique program, we have posted the application out there, and it will be an application process, which we'll then be scoring and selecting the top 25 to top 30. To get to that application, you can go to premierinc.com. You'll see a heading on there that says Meeting and Events. You can click on that and scroll down to the Breakthroughs 2009, and you'll see a link there for the Innovation Celebration. That will be where the application is going to get posted. The way we're going to evaluate applications is going to be on a number of criteria, first of which is going to be usefulness or the impact of an unmet medical need. We're also going to be reviewing applications based on different buckets and technology. So therefore, those of you that are maybe in the capital space will be evaluated against other capital suppliers. Those of you that are in the pharmacy space will be evaluated against other pharmacy suppliers and so forth. And we're also going to be looking at grading these innovations that you're coming up with based on some of those intangibles, so kind of the wow factor. And I think as you heard from Mark, you know, the whole event itself is designed to be one big wow, and we're going to be looking at each of your submissions and critically evaluating the impact that innovation could have at the conference. So there's a lot of tangibles and intangibles associated with that. We're also going to be looking at the clinical impacts of those products. So to do that, we're actually going to be assembling a cross-functional team made up of clinicians within sourcing, within healthcare informatics, within our consulting team. And then, like many things that we do at Premier, we'll be leveraging our sourcing committees. And those are made up of about 100 to 200 individual members from our hospitals. And we're going to be calling on them to help us evaluate these applications as well. For those of you that have maybe already submitted new technology through the Breakthrough Portal, or those of you who have maybe submitted applications for the Quest, what was formerly known as the Supplier Innovation Program, if you submitted separately to either one of those two charges, we are going to automatically roll you into it, potentially being an applicant for this process. So if you have specific questions about what you've already submitted, if it will meet the need, we can handle that on a one-off basis. But for now, what we really encourage you to do is go onto the Premier website, go into the Meeting of Events, drill into the Breakthroughs 2009, and look at the information we've got posted for the Innovation Celebration, and we've got all the contact information there for questions, etc. A couple of quick things related. We are going to continue to have the traditional trade show at the event. That, as you know, is a tremendous opportunity where we bring together those 3,000 to 4,000 members to circulate through over the course of the 3.5 to 4 days to actually spend some time at your booth. So this will not replace that. It will be in addition to that with a little bit different feel. And then we will also continue to do what's been a very popular item, which is our reverse trade show, which will be the opportunity for our field staff and different departments within Premier to have you circulate through those booths. So unless there's questions which will open up at the end, I'll turn that back to Dave Edwards to get the Q&A open.
If I can actually just add one thing, Andy, to your comment, and that is for those suppliers who have brief videos, whether it's around a product that they may apply for an Innovation Celebration spot, or whether it's a product not featured, we are trying to make in that kiosk area a kiosk station set up, it very well may be, and we're going to let the number of videos sort of determine how it would be configured, but there may be, for example, a cardiology kiosk where if you have a product and you have a 1 minute or a 2 minute video around products in the cardiology space, to get those, even if you're not in the innovation celebration, but to add value and to give our members a chance to be able to see you outside and your product outside of the normal trade show time, we are also looking at setting up those kiosks in that same sort of Premier Village kind of area to give your products and your companies even more focus and attention. So Andy, I just wanted to add that that'll be an add-on this year as a participant of the trade show itself as well.
Thanks to everybody. Andy, thanks for kind of going through the sign-up process and how it's going to work. So just in terms of where are we in the call and where are we with this whole concept, at this point I would encourage all of you to do what Andy just described, which is to go onto the Premier website and go find this link and start to look at the way that this is going to be positioned with our membership and start to consider this opportunity relative to what you've got in your bag. I know that in difficult economic times like this, you as companies and your marketing directors have to make tough choices about, you know, where they want to be and where they want to spend money and how to target specific demographics. We believe this is going to be an unprecedented opportunity to get in front of between 3,000 and 4,000 people, almost all of whom are in a decision-making capacity, so they're pre-qualified as an audience. It's also a different audience than you'll see at many of the clinical shows. We know that each of you go to your own respective shows, the American College of Surgeons or the AORN or the RSNA or the ASHP. We recognize that. We think we bring something unique and that this really is a different crowd. Just our strategic advisory committee alone, the decision makers from a materials management standpoint have responsibility for between $15 and $20 billion of purchasing volume through Premier. So significant footprint. Also, if there are specific hospitals or systems that you want to target, you can work with myself, with Andy Brailo, with David Finley, Kevin Gray, and others to make sure that those folks that you really want to see your technology are, in fact, there on the opening night, and we can kind of make sure that that you get some special time with them in your respective, I was going to say booth, I guess, Mark, I should say pod, as they come by as we launch this idea. So we can work with you to make sure not only you get a large audience and kind of critical mass in terms of traffic, but also make sure that the specific people to whom you really want to make sure have seen this directly, we can make sure that they're in attendance as well. So I guess as you look at this from a marketing standpoint, I've got one word, and that's impact. You're going to make an enormous impact on a big swath of American healthcare with this program. And given the fact that there is no cost, it seems like a pretty decent value. So we're excited about it. We've already got 137 suppliers signed up to date, not for the Innovation Celebration per se, but just for the Breakthroughs Conference. We're excited about that. That's ahead of last year's pace. There have been a couple of questions about why did we choose Anaheim. I think in the past you know that we've had meetings in Orlando and Las Vegas and most recently Nashville. We try to make sure that we do balance that with at least once every 5 or 6 years out on the West Coast to make sure that we are available and easier to get to from a logistics standpoint for the customer base that sits on the Western United States. So we're very excited about Orange County. It's a fur piece from some of the Eastern Seaboard locations, but at the same time, it's very well worth it because once you get there, it's a really great venue. So really excited about it. We wanted to, at this point, kind of open it up for questions. And Abraham, if you would, I'm sorry, Mohammed, if you were on, if you would please jump back on and help us facilitate the quality, I mean, the Q&A part of this. Thank you.
Hey, certainly,
hey, sir.
Dave, this is Mike Alkire. I'm on as well. So if
hey,
you have
Mike,
questions.
Great. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We've kind of highlighted the fact that you set this into motion with an idea you had 18 months ago, and we're really excited about the fact that it's now coming into fruition. So any questions at all, you've got Mike on here as well as the folks that have already spoken, and we'll take all comers at this point. Mohammed?
Please, no comments about Orange County and Anaheim. Dave knows that Anaheim's in Los Angeles County, I think.
Orange County.
No, Anaheim's north. Orange County south.
Somebody's Googling it right now, Mike. One of us will be right.
Google it.
It's Orange County Airport.
I was born in Anaheim. It's in Orange County.
Do we have any questions?
Any questions this time outside of the geography quiz we've got going?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. If you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before entering your request. One moment, please, for the first question.
Hey, Dave, let me just chime in really quickly. Two things. One, the application deadline, just worth repeating, and is January 31st, and I'm excited to say we already have applications. Just since having sent this out a little over a week ago, we're already getting applications in. But again, January 31st will be the application deadline, and that's a web-based application. And then second, one of the requirements for participation is you must be a participant in the regular Breakthroughs trade show itself as well. So this is an add-on to that trade show.
That's great clarification, Daryl. Thank you for that. Mohammed, any questions out there? We know there's well over 100 of you on the line, so somebody's got to have a question, either that or we've done an excellent job of explaining everything and anticipated all of your queries.
Our first question comes from the line of Eric Clemens with Verizon Wireless. Please go ahead, sir.
Go ahead, Eric.
Good afternoon. Thanks for this call. It's exciting and look forward to really participating well in this. Question, I am on your website now in the 2009 Breakthroughs area, and I'm not seeing the links for the innovation information.
We're specifically keeping it from you, Eric. All the other people on the line can see it, can hear it and see it.
Yeah, if you go to the supplier homepage versus the Breakthroughs, we are going to have a link put up on the Breakthroughs page, but right now if you just go right into the main supplier website page, there's a link on there for supplier innovation.
Yeah, so that means creativeinnovations.com/suppliers.
Oh, thank you.
Say that again just to make sure, if you would, Andy.
Yeah, it's creativeinnovations.com/suppliers.
There's a flash component at the top of the page. If you just wait for it to run out, you can go ahead and link into the Innovation Celebration page.
Yeah, it's a green 2-inch by 4-inch flash that will introduce the Innovation Celebration, exactly.
And, and you will see it after you have logged in as a contracted supplier.
Okay.
Try that, Eric. If you still have any issues, jump back in queue and we'll get them answered for you. Other questions, Mohammed?
Our next question comes from the line of Joni Kripal with OmniSelling. Please go ahead.
Great. Joni, go ahead.
Hi, this is very exciting, and I'm in the fortunate position to have multiple options of what to submit. And if I heard correctly, each company is only going to be able to demonstrate one of their innovations at this celebration. So my question is, if I have literally three that I think might qualify, do I submit all three and let you folks decide, or do I wait wait till I get some feedback? How do I do that?
It's a good problem to have. Daryl, go ahead and take that one.
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually, and I apologize if we might have said something to mislead, it is actually possible for a company to have more than one product. It just must be in a contracted category. And so I would say to you, submit as many applications as you would like. Obviously, we would not have two of your products in the same category. That will be the only limitation.
Okay. Very good. That helps.
Right,
thanks.
Perfect. No, thank you.
No, that's exciting. That's a great position to be in. So we look forward to your applications. Mohammed, do you have another one for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4. Our next question comes from the line of Dennis Monahan with ARUP Laboratories.
Hey, Dennis. How are things in Salt Lake? How are you, Dennis?
Snowing like crazy. Come on out and see, Dave. It's going to be nice. Hey, my question is, and forgive me if you may have mentioned it, and by the way, we're excited about this program as well. I know we had talked about it with you last year a little bit, is once the deadline is passed of January 30th, how long do you anticipate it will take you and your colleagues to make your selections?
That's a great question. Andy, why don't you take that one?
Yeah, I was going to say, our plan is we have got a couple of things that are going to happen in concert. So once the applications come through, we'll actually start reviewing them. We've actually started reviewing them now. So it's not like we'll be initiating the process on the 31st. We've already started that now, assembling the internal and external teams. We do want to leverage, as I mentioned, the member committees, and they are scheduled to meet face-to-face that first or second week of February. So we'll likely be able to get back to folks with what we think is a reasonably confirmed answer by the end of February, beginning of March, which I think will be very realistic, and that will give those of you who maybe need to look at budget dollars and promotional and marketing and things of that nature to want to be on par with what we're trying to do, the appropriate time to allocate those funds.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dennis. Other questions, Mohammed?
Our next question comes from the line of Mr. Jeff Mills with Dynex International Incorporation. Please go ahead, sir.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes. Hi, guys. Nice teleconference. Thank you. I have a question about the display in the pod area. It sounds as though it won't be a booth. It'll be maybe tables or an arrangement of products in that area.
It's zero gravity. We know that.
Would banner stands and other display materials be allowed with the product on display?
Mark, why don't you handle that one?
Yes, they will be allowed. And I think what you would do, what Durrell and his group will want is for each company to tell us what they would want to bring for that area.
Right.
And we would review it. But yes, any enhancements that you can make to that area to promote your product, I think will be well received.
And what we'll do even is we'll put out on the website some general requirements. If there are any limitations on size or things like that, we'll also give you guys the dimensions of the spaces and those types of things once we finalize the floor plan and layout. So that should help you a great deal.
And that's correct, Durrell. What we like to do is just put that floor plan right onto this website for you in a few weeks.
So the floor plan would give me a rough idea of how much space I have and without interfering with any other sight lines, how much material I can throw up around the product or without.
Yes, sir.
So that will be clarified by you.
Correct.
Okay.
That's a great question. Thank you for asking it.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we want to make sure you've got everything you need to amplify the impact of this program. Next question, Mohammed.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4. Sir, there appear to be no... I'm sorry. Our next question comes from the line of Brenda Lamberti with PDC TimeMed. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Tom Rudolph. Actually, I'm sitting with Brenda, and we have a question on the qualifications for the product. What types of product or solutions are you looking for?
Well, I'll take a stab at it, and then the team can weigh in as well. We want the genuine breakthroughs as opposed to the iterative improvements. So we want the things that are that are going to make a meaningful difference or impact in healthcare, whether it's patient care or internal processes to help hospitals be more efficient, things that will drive down the cost of care and improve the quality of the care being delivered. They can range from very simple things that have a dramatic impact, to very high-tech, expensive technology. So, anywhere in between, candidly. I think Durrell said it well. There's sort of an indescribable or hard to quantify wow factor that we'd like to look for as well. Some of the kinds of things that are going to draw our members in addition to the food and the drink that will be there and all the exciting things that Mark delineated in terms of ways that we're going to make this different than any trade show that they've been a part of in the past. All those we think will be a magnet to get people there. But we also want there to be some pizzazz and some excitement around seeing some things that really are new and different and dramatic. So that's the idea. And then ultimately, as Andy described, we'll have folks that are going to look at them relative to other entrants and try to determine which ones have that sort of that elusive combination of all the things I just described.
Okay, thank you very much. So it doesn't have to be necessarily technology, it just has to be, it can be simple and very impactive.
Absolutely. No, I think you get from this team, and Mike certainly would say this, our boss says it a lot, that sometimes the simplest solutions are the ones that are the most powerful, because they're not terribly expensive. They're easy to get wide adoption on or to scale, and it doesn't require dramatic changes in hospital protocol, and yet can have a very, very powerful influence in terms of both patient care and ultimately the cost of care. So, yeah, those are the kinds of things that are maybe not as sexy sometimes, but where you see real light bulbs going off in people's heads and they say, wow, why didn't I think of this? And this is pretty cool. It also allows people to take those ideas back to their individual shops or their respective hospitals and get moving very quickly, which is part of what we hope will come out of this, both for you and for us. Is if members see things that they weren't aware of and they want to go back and avail themselves of those simple things sometimes don't require multiple committee meetings, et cetera. They can just get rocking and rolling right away. So it's a great question.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Diane Bann with Griner Bio One. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I have a question regarding the launch of a new innovative product. If the product is scheduled to be available in June, but that's past the deadline of the January 31st submission, how would you handle something like that?
Boy, that's a great question, and it's in keeping with what we're trying to do, because we'd sure like to get the latest, greatest of everything just as it hits the street. But obviously there's some issues around, you know, our protocols. Daryl, why don't you handle that one?
Sure. It is a very good question. And because we are looking for technologies that really span a 12-month period around the breakthrough's time, meaning 12 months prior to that breakthrough's time or 12 months in the future of the breakthrough's time, this one falls perfectly in that epicenter. But first of all, we'll let you know that anything that you do apply provide with your application, and we would encourage you to still apply by the January 31st date. All of those things are going to be completely confidential, and other than the external selection team, no one outside of the Premier team will have any access or any review of those materials. What we would then do is work with you to make sure that as at the launch time, that we have appropriate materials and things like that, but we actually don't see any problem with the timeline of your launch, again, with how perfectly it falls.
Hey, Daryl, just one clarification, I think. So in that situation, then, if there needs to also be a commitment that it will be an on-contract item when it comes out, then.
That is correct. There is the commitment that we'll be making, that the suppliers will be making, that upon its launch, it will be a contracted supplier. And available to our full membership.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
I will say just one thing as a follow-up to that. That is precisely what Mike had in his mind's eye when he thought of this. He would love for Premier to be the place that you come first with new technology, that you think of us in terms of our ability to quickly help you ramp up a new product or a new technique or a new technology as it hits the market, to look at our 1,700 to 2,000 hospitals is the perfect runway with which to hit the ground running when something comes out of the lab and gets FDA approved. So the spirit of that question is very, very much in keeping with the idea of this whole concept.
Hey, Dave, this is Mike. And just to build on that, you know, the concept for everybody on the phone is truly, you know, all the innovations that Daryl spoke about 12 months prior, 12 months post. But even if it's in testing trials and you're working with some of our hospitals, the whole notion, I always thought the idea or the notion of you actually being able to stand up there and demonstrate a product with clinical data from one of our hospitals to show the level of improvement that it's driving in the health system, I just thought that could be more powerful than any other marketing tool that you could get your hands around. So I really do believe things like that, especially that are in sort of a testing cycle or have, you know, are out there in some form, and you have the ability to work with our members to potentially use that innovation or that new technology. Wouldn't it just be wonderful if you get one of those one of our IDNs or one of our hospitals up there on stage with you to talk about how effective that product has been? So I think that that's exactly what we're looking for, is a new technology or new innovation that's either just out in the market or about ready to be launched.
And I would say, too, that it, I would never hesitate. If I'm in your shoes and you have questions about, if you can't get your questions answered, and you can always submit those to innovation_celebration@premierinc.com. Again, innovation_celebration@premierinc.com. We will definitely get back with you. But I would never hold off on your application. We've tried to make the application process fairly straightforward and non-tedious, easy. So if you could go ahead and make that application, and then we'll contact you if there are any problems, which I couldn't anticipate. And the link is working on the breakthrough page. I'm just being handed this note. If you do look on the left-hand navigator bar, that's where the Innovation Celebration link is out there. So it'll be more visible over time, but that's where it can be to access it from that site.
You know, one other additional comment to supplement what Mike just said, too, is, and this is by no means the purpose of the call or the event, but obviously Premier has an entire informatics arm that has a great deal of data around performance and use and around patient outcomes. So that's a specifically a very different conversation than the one we're having here. But remember, if you have interest in that, that's something that we do have that is a very, very robust and powerful engine to determine if, in fact, the products and technologies you're introducing are having the desired impact. And we can work with you on exactly how that might look. So conversation for another day. Again, that's not to cloud the purpose of today's call or the Innovation Celebration, but it is part of what we bring you that is unique vis-a-vis the other GPOs out there. There's nothing like this in the industry. Any other questions, Mohammed?
We have a follow-up question from the line of Mr. Jeff Mills with Dynex International Inc. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. I need to clarify one thing on this topic of the supplier categories. The product that I would be applying for may not, the product itself is part of a system, and it's a machine. The machine itself may not be under contract. However, the supplies that go with the machine are under contract and where we get most of our sales. So we're presenting a system, and it may be under contract, but I don't believe it is. So how will that qualify? Will it not qualify?
No, what I'd like to do is actually, Dave, is just take that offline and just have a direct connection with you.
Sure.
Andy, let me give him, why don't you give him your contact information since that application piece is...
Yeah, if you want to give me a call, that'd be great. I can be reached at 770-392-0789. Again, this is Andy Brailo. Or you can feel free to email me, and the email address is Andy, and it's underscore, and the last name is B-R-A-I-L-O at premierinc.com.
That was very brave of Andy to do that on the call.
Really? I will email you, Andy, with the specifics of my question. And
super. Yeah, we'll be happy to follow up on that for you.
Your last name is B-R-A-I-L-O.
You got it, correct. And Dave, I think it's generally out there in cyberspace anyway, his contact.
That was a nice handoff, Daryl. Well done.
I'll Google you, Andy.
Yeah, well done.
Well, thank you very much.
No, you're very welcome. And I would strongly encourage everybody on the call not to Google Andy.
Yeah, I would.
Because most of you have filters. And
I would second that.
Yeah, I would just, if you do it on your home computer. Thank you for your time. Anybody, are there any last questions, Mohammed, before we sign off?
We have another follow-up question from the line.
Great.
Brenda Lamberti.
I was hoping it was Jeff again. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hi, this is Tom Rudolph again. Sorry. If our solution is a collaborative with another company, it involves another company, could we both present?
I think it would be almost invisible to us. Yeah, I don't know that we care. Do we, Daryl?
Are both of you going to be contracted suppliers? I don't think it's going to be a problem. But yeah, that's actually an interesting question and one that's not been posed. I don't think it will pose a problem, but one of you may be the official presenter and the other may be there as an assistant presenter.
Okay, so in the application we can just kind of indicate that.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Mohammed, do we have any other questions in queue?
Sir, there are no further questions at this time.
Hey, Dave, I did want to just mention, if you don't mind,
please,
the inflationary index project that is underway right now. Since we do have a good number of our contracted suppliers on the call, just wanted to let you know Amy Denny and our contract management team on the med-surg and pharmacy sides have sent out information or are due to send out additional information to each of you in the next few days here. Our inflationary index, obviously, in these tough economic times, is getting the utmost attention by our purchasing executives and our members. And we really ask each of you to please give us a little bit more time this year. Those of you who help us each year, we cannot tell you enough how much that information means to our membership. In addition, we have, at our members' request, gone from publishing an annual report now to be a semi-annual report because of the relevance of the information. Please look out for information from the contract management team, and if you could help us with getting that information in as quickly as possible. I believe February is the expected mail date or published date of the inflationary index this year. I think you're going to all be quite excited. We have an enormous roadmap for this product, and I think you're going to see it take a significant leap forward this year in terms of its look and feel and overall value. We have some outside contributing economists that will be participating this year as well, and so I think you'll be proud to have your products and your company responding and helping our members see the economic times in the future.
Hey, Dave, before you close this off, can I just make a couple of parting comments?
We would be grateful to you. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you. Hey, just everybody, I want you to know that, again, this is, and I'm sure Dave has sort of framed this up, this is something we've been thinking about for the last couple of years. This is for you. This is for you guys to get the opportunity to share your wares or sell your wares in front of our membership. This is an opportunity for you guys to be bringing those innovations and new technologies, to the public, using, and I can't say this enough, using the credibility of our members. And if you guys have had the opportunity to get some success with some of these new technologies, even in trial phases, what better way to sell your products than to have our hospital standing up there with, you know, graphs and charts showing the success either vis-a-vis a savings model or some clinical improvements or some other key benchmark. And I just want you to know this is about you all, and we're trying to put a forum in place where I'd like to see in 5 years this sort of be a significant press event where members of the media come together and really want to understand what's happening from a new technology perspective, and because of our clinical outcomes data, actually be able to look at these products and say, you know what, these products truly are driving a difference in terms of providing better clinical outcomes for our hospitals and for the patients. So anyways, along this process, if you guys see opportunities for improvement, please pass those along to Dave Edwards. Again, this is for you guys, and I'm very, very excited about it, and I can't wait to see what this first one looks like here in Pasadena. So with that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, some of you will be in Pasadena. A lot of us will be in Anaheim. But either way, he just wanted to make sure it was in L.A. County, so he wins on that one. Hey, just in closing, guys, this is just one more way that Premier is trying to demonstrate value both to our mutual customers but also to our contracted suppliers, without whom we could not stay in business. So we're grateful for all you do for us. We've made significant investments in the field, as you know. We've made significant investments in contract launch and marketing. We've made huge investments in IT infrastructure to help our customers unlock the value of these contracts. And this is one more kind of enormous leap forward in terms of doing things that are truly differentiating for you. So we urge you to join us. I think the value is absolutely tremendous. The potential impact is almost beyond measure. This is our inaugural year, so as Mike said, I think we're gonna hit it out of the park, but we're gonna get better and better at this as we go forward. We want this to be something you build into your respective calendars and count on every year.
And we want you to come to us first as you are ready to bring new products to market. Think of Premier, and we will help you get there quicker, and we'll help you get there in a more meaningful way to the extent that your products and technology actually drive healthcare benefits for customers and for the cost of business. So thanks to everybody. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of you as we approach this season. And a big thanks from everybody on the Premier team for making the call today. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the conference call for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your line.